It's time for Rhema for Today.
I'm glad I got it as a youngster to grasp the principles of this strange life of faith. I remember Brother Rogers is here. Like I said, I'd speak around at home prayer meetings, teach Sunday school classes, any church in town. I mean, I taught a Sunday school class for a long while in the Christian church before the Full Gospel Tabernacle came along, see. I mean, anywhere in the door, I'd meet some young people on the street. They'd say, Kenneth, you know, we're supposed to have a special speaker for our young people service, you know, and he's not coming. You know where we get somebody? I said, yeah, sure do. I said, who, me? I said, me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's teaching, The Supernatural. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
But I finally said to the Lord one day, and I was just a teenager, and you know, you can misinterpret what I say, I trust you won't. But I finally said to the Lord one day, Lord, I've tried to get help. I've tried to find somebody that would help me. I've asked this one, that, and the other, and the only preacher I could get to come to see me, only thing he did is took my hand and patted it and put on his professional voice and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll laugh about it, but I'm telling you, I can't say it yet without tears leaping to my eyes. After 48, 9 years. And it left me. And I lay there for months waiting to die. And finally I said, bring the Bible back to me. And I opened it up to Mark 11, 24. 23 and 24. And I said, that's all in there. Lord, Jesus, you said this news here on earth. Now, if you told the truth, I'm coming off of this bed. And if I don't get off this bed, it'll be because you lied about it, and I'll have them burn the Bible up. But you can see I made it. Amen. Because the Bible is so. Praise God. Well, I didn't understand how to turn my faith loose. Nobody told us in those days. I didn't understand it. I believe these verses. I believe my faith could make me whole, but I couldn't understand it. And it's so simple, we stumble over the simplicity of it. Whosoever shall say. And lying there in the bed, I said, I see it. While I'm still paralyzed, I've got to begin to believe I'll receive healing for the paralyzed body. But my heart's still not beating right. I've got to believe I'll receive healing for the heart, deformed heart. While my blood's still the color of pale orange, Dr. Roberts said this incurable blood disease alone would prove to be fatal to you. I got to believe God. I got to believe that I receive. I begin to say it. I believe I receive healing for the heart, healing for the paralysis, healing for the blood disease, healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Well, within an hour, I was standing out of the bed well. I've been well ever since then. I said, I've been well ever since then. Yet, you see, it's such a hard struggle for so many. I'm glad I got it as a youngster to grasp the principles of this strange life of faith. I remember Brother Rogers is here. Like I said, I'd speak around at home prayer meetings, teach Sunday school classes, any church in town. I mean, I taught a Sunday school class for a long while in the Christian church before the Full Gospel Tabernacle came along, see. I mean, anywhere in the door, I'd meet some young people on the street, and they'd say, Kenneth, you know, we're supposed to have a special speaker for our young people service, you know, and he's not coming. You know where we get somebody? I said, yeah, sure do. Said, who, me? I said, me. So I'd go speak to them. Young people said, Kenneth, we have a jail. We got permission to have a jail service every Tuesday night. And we sing a few songs, testify, but we feel like somebody ought to give a little word, preach something. You know anybody we could get? I said, sure do. Said, who? I said, me. I mean, if the door opened, I just stuck my foot in. I didn't ask, what church are you? I'm still not interested in what church are you. If the door opened, I just stepped in. Bless God, bless them. Amen, bless them. Well, then they came along, you see, and built this tabernacle. Brother Ott came to hell revival. Brother Rogers, after the first year, came to pastor. Brother Rogers is here. We had him stand up the light. So he said to me one day, Kenneth, I'm going to hold a meeting out here in the country, a place called Roland. And he said, I'm going to preach all week tonight, but I need to be here in town. Would you preach on Sunday night? So I did. And we had a meeting out there, you see. And then several people got saved. They wanted to start a church. Well, they asked me to pastor. You know, I like to tell folks sometimes, you know, I started pastoring when I was 18. You know, first Sunday I preached there as pastor, I was 18. We've got a picture of that old building, you know. I think it'd seat every bit of 40 people. I don't know how many. I think it'd seat more than that, but anyways. Then by the next Sunday, I was 19. So I'd walk out there. I know how far it is. That little old church out there was 8 9/10 miles from the Courthouse Square in McKinney, Texas. And that first year I preached, you see, I didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I didn't speak a tongue, but I wore out 4 pair of shoes walking to preach. And you know, I didn't get enough money to buy 1 pair. And you could buy shoes cheap Depression days. Man, you could buy a good pair for $1.98. And I just, you know, I walked all the way one time, and many times I walked halfway there. Somebody come along, pick you up. Didn't have all the traffic we have now, you see. I'd stay over Sunday and come back in, flag a ride in, you know, hitch a ride back in on Monday, or walk. Many has been the time. I'm walking down that old dusty road towards Roland with a Bible in my hand. Preaching off out there in the country. Little old building, you know, that's just been sitting there empty, and we fixed it up the best we could. And I don't mean this wrong. See, you could be wrong about it and miss it. You can do something because somebody else did it and miss it 1,000 miles. But if your heart's right with God, it makes a lot of difference. But I'd walk down that old road to Roland, and you know, carrying my Bible. And I'd say, see, because I'd got a hold of it, I'd learned a little bit about how you put the supernatural to work. And I'd walk down that road and I'd say, I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach that Jesus saves. I'm going to preach that Jesus heals. I'm going to preach that Jesus is coming again. I'd been baptized with the Holy Ghost yet. I didn't put that in there. I'm going to preach it from Red River. That's down here between, you know, the border between Oklahoma and Texas, to the Gulf of Mexico. I'm going to preach it from the New Mexico state line to the Louisiana state line. I thought if I covered Texas, that'd be big. And it would. It would. But then while I was out there, I got baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. And I walked down that old same road with my Bible. And I said, I'm going to preach that Jesus saves, that Jesus baptizes the Holy Ghost, that Jesus is coming again, that Jesus heals, and I'm going to preach it from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And I'm going to preach it from the Gulf of Mexico to the Canadian border. My vision enlarged, and eventually enlarged to say that to the whole world. I'd go to conventions. Buildings like this would be full of people. And I'd say, not egotistical, with all humility, the time's coming when I'm going to preach camp meetings. I'm going to preach every convention I went to. I said, I'm going to preach conventions. Amen. I'll preach to crowds like that one day. And I've done it. I said, I've done it. I've done it. Hallelujah. You bring the supernatural. You see, the reason that we have so little on time is our vision is so small. I've said to people for years, I'm going to keep on saying it. Some folks don't like for you to say it. But it don't bother me to be criticized by little spurts. I've been criticized by experts. It just goes off of me like water off of a duck's back. I examine my heart. I've got to live with my own spirit and live with God. Walk in fellowship with Him. What man says has very little to do with it. Doesn't bother me and deter me the least bit in the world. I've said it for years. You look at this. I'm talking about bringing the supernatural into your life. Don't wait for the supernatural. Go out and put the supernatural to work. How you do it? How do you do it? Jesus told you exactly. How did Jesus put the supernatural to work in that fig tree? He spoke to it. I said he spoke to it, didn't he? I said he spoke to it, didn't he? Amen. Jesus then said, whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. I've preached it for nearly 50 years. All I am today, all I have today is a result of what I believed and said yesterday. All you are today and all you have today is a result of what you believed and said yesterday. If you're not satisfied with what you have, quit saying what you're saying. Amen. Don't wait. Don't wait for the supernatural to come and change it. Put the supernatural on it to work, bless God. Oh, yes, don't misunderstand me. God does intervene. Thank God he does. I said, thank God he does. You see, we read here, they prayed for signs and wonders. Yes, God does things as signs sometimes. Signs of his power. Signs of his presence. I was preaching right here in the state of Oklahoma. In the year of 1952, they were some ministers, so-called, I'll put some question marks after, of the gospel, that wrote letters, put an advertisement in the newspaper, on the radio, challenged us. If you can prove anybody got healed, we'll give you $1,000 reward. But I just upped them. I said, if you can prove anybody didn't get healed, we'll give you a $10,000 reward.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book, entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we're 1 month away from camp.
Oh, no, don't say it.
1 month away.
1 month away from one of the biggest meetings we have,
and
one of the best meetings we have.
Yes.
It's called Camp Meeting, July the 20th through the 25th, right here on the Rhema campus. It starts at our Sunday night service at 6 p.m. on Sunday night. That's when we normally have Sunday night. But then Monday through Friday, there's three services a day, 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. And that's right here. And you can go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about everything that's happening. There's stuff for the children. There's stuff for
the
youth.
Yes.
There's stuff for the whole family.
That's right.
So go check it out and make plans to be here. If you've never been to a camp meeting here at Rhema, you haven't been to a camp meeting.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's Monday on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.